thought you needed to remind the Aleph Shvat Tovshin Behei Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
Good morning, I got the Chodesh. Before we begin this year, I just have to unwinchen for Chodesh. Shvat is a very special day. I always say Shvat is Rosh Hashanah, Shmos is Rosh Hashanah, Shomrim Borchim Tarim, Shalom Brocha Teva. And actually, it's been pointed out that Shalom Brocha Teva is Gimatria 625, which is Gimatria B'Chodesh Shvat, a month of Gevaldige Brochas. To do with that, Tzadikim, when they came to Chodesh Shvat, they breathed a sigh of relief. It says that, you know, every month had a different Siddur Shem Avaya, where it's spelled. What is the Siddur of the month of Shvat? It comes from the Pasuk, Hamer Yamirenu V'Hoyehu, which is Rosh Hashanah Havaya, but like upside down. So it says in the Sforim HaKadoshim, what is the message? The Hamir Yamirenu, when there's bitterness and merirus in life, Yamirenu, you can make a tzmura, you could exchange, that Shvat becomes the Hamtoka of the month of Teves, the darkness, the coldness of winter. V'hoyahu, V'hoyah is Gimachia, not many Gimachia say, I'm sorry to tell you. V'hoyah is Gimachia, is the letters of Havaya, right? Who is 12? What's 12 times Havaya?
12.
Bingo, which is Gimatria Shvat in Makoil. Your mantik in Shvat, all the negativity. Umbefrat is what the Ibn Chaim brings, that Hamer Yamirenu Vahayahu is Bigimatria Bonem Atem Lashem, which the source that has this tshuva help. These are the days of Shavuot. Because the Pasuk says, Shuvu, next word, Bonim Shevim. The whole idea of Shuvah helping is only words with Chinas Bonim and Abshim Machal Kvedik, Machal, as we've discussed countless times. Asher Alkin, if you look at the words, Ham Seifi Tevis, Rabbi, you're alive. Seifi Tevis, Hammer Yamirenu Vahoyahu, scramble them, where he got the words? Oira, Lichtigkeit. So I see that Shvat, it's connected to the idea of oira, of light, and it's the idea of tshuva. And there's many other Muslim in Kamikai. So I was looking where in the parasha to find a theme for Mashir, where I could find a theme of oira, of lichtigkeit. Okay, we're going to find lichtigkeit together with tshuva, and the first thing that comes to mind, as you correctly mentioned, right? I thought you were a much deeper mind. You would find something much deeper than me. But I'm a simple guy. And I found Makas Choshech. Right? It's connected to Eira and connected to Tshuva. Uwe Hecht. Let's deal with Choshech for a minute. There is a famous Chazal, the Medrash Pliya, one of the Midrashim that superficially it's very hard to understand. When Pare asks Moshe, you want to go free? Niva mi aholchem. We'll go 3 days, whatever. So Moshe says, Binareinu bizkeneinu neilif. Why? Ki chag l'shem lonu. We got a yontif. Says the Medrash, which is the yontif, chag asukas. Hello? Like everyone looks at this Medrash, like, what in the world does chag asukas got to do with vosmeret? To understand where asukas comes into the picture, let me mark. It says in Pasuk, by Yitzias Mitzrayim, this week's parasha, Lel shimurim hu l'shem, loitia me'eretz Mitzrayim. And it says in Zohar HaKadosh, and we'll talk about it. What happened on Lel Shimurim? That night was lichtig, like the middle of Tammuz. We'll discuss it at great length. It was laila kayom yor, k'chashecha g'oira. The darkness was mamish lichtig. And therefore, the Rachayim HaKadosh in this week's parasha teaches, so the pasuk, the tzivu of Lel Seder, Lel Eskadosh Chag, is v'gadita labincha b'yomu. You have your Seder by day or by night?
B'yomu.
You have it by Yomis and Bobov? That's what they do? Yeah, so why did they say Laila? What by Yomahu? So the Rechaim HaKadosh says, this gufa, you have to tell your children when you're recounting all the miracles, the nisim and the flois that happened to us, on Leil Yetzias Mitzrayim, the God that told Levincha, by Yomahu, that the Abish should transform the darkness into light. Shtelzuch Teshailu, we have a general principle, Ovid Kuchabichu Nisim Lamagono. The Eibush doesn't make miracles just to flex his muscle, to show that he's boss, right? There's a reason for every miracle. Why did the Eibush make the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim should be kayoim yoyer, should be lichti. So the Satmar Rebbe in Lev Aaron says a meiridik of vort. It's a simple, very simple vort. I've said this, the idea many, many times. The Holy Bnei Yisrael brings an agar de kala. That if you do mitzvahs, your mamshich brachas and yeshuas and refuas and all good stuff. If you do an aveira, your mamshich has to shalom. Okay. But there are some times in life that Yidden needs. We need the brachas, we need the yeshuas. But the way to come to the bracha is klap and hakin the rishoyim, the powers of evil. Right? Now, what the Kotzker say, embeth be'eret tzmach. From Norton Vax Embus. First you gotta bury the falsehood. Right? So what should I do? If I'm gonna do a good thing, a mitzvah sasei, right? It brings yeshuas and brachas, alagitazachen, but like how's that gonna clap the rishoyim? A mitzvah to do a mitzvah, be over a mitzvah's lawyers and say that's tarminished, right? So what do I do? Says the Holy Bnei Yisrael, a simple eitzah. Do tshuva mahava. You did a sins, right? You'll then do subsequently tshuva mahava, where the Gemara says Yuma is doinat nasaloi kizochis, right? The sin, the evil, becomes transformed into a mitzvah. So the aveira which you did, which is now made positive, that'll bring brachas and yeshuas and for you and your family. That it was done through an aveira, that will bring a clap to the umas olam, to the other side. And therefore, he says, how were we ma'ir dinim on the b'chayrin mitzrayim? The next stage is that because that night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Eden did tshuva mehava, right? And therefore, and that is merumis in the whole Indian of kichashecha ka'ira, where you turn night. Everyone knows that laila choshech is maseim shel rishoyim chazal darshan, yoim lichtikait is maseim shel tzadikim. The fact that you could do tshuva mehava is symbolized that you're able to transform night into darkness. And therefore, Dafka, the Eibishter, made this gewaltig miracle, right? In order to show the koyach of tshuva mehava, which was on the belel of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which is, by the way, the Bnei Yisrael famously says, Minig Yisrael, I think in every Jewish home I've been to, they have a special big candle by the Seder. It's called the Manashtana Lichtel. And the reason for this minig, the simplest reason, is because this reminds us of the miracle that Laila Kayyim Yoyer. Which, by the way, in the Beforshim, in Agad, everyone speaks about when the Talmidim came to the Tanoim HaKadosh, in Lebrak, Rabbi Seinu Agiyaz Man Kriyash Rosh Hashachris, because they relived all the inyonim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and by them, the Laila was Bifchinas Yoyim, and therefore they couldn't be Mavchin between Laila and it's brought in all this form, HaKadosh. By the way, just the Archaim also says in this week's parasha, for whom was Laila Kayyim Yoyer, the night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, only for the Eden. Mashiach by Pari, what does it say? By Pari, Laila. Because by M was Chushich Mitzrayim. Right? The Posh of Chushich. And therefore for him it was night, for the Eden it was darkness, etc., etc. Okay. Therefore, just like that was night of Yitzias Mitzrayim, Alderach was also by Makas Chushich. Days of darkness, Ulchol B'nai Yisrael, Hoya Oyer, the Mishmas. So all the Mepharshim explain, when the Pasuk says, L'chol b'nei Yisrael, are we trying to be mafkia that the Yidden weren't punished with this makkah, but all the other previous eight makkahs only happened to the Goyim, to the Mitzrayim, it didn't happen to the Yidden. What is the chiddush by Mitzrayim? That they had choshech, L'chol b'nei Yisrael, they had lichtikai. The simple pshat is, by the way, what we'll discuss this in a minute, what special mitzvahs with the Yidden Mekayim, the night of Leil Yitzias Mitzrayim? Mil. Hello. Which we'll talk about maybe at the end of this year. Till the ploys, tzich belten, svarim akvashim. How is it possible? Everyone knows that a bris mila can only be ubayoyim ashmini. Hello?
It was night. Up in the turret.
Okay, my dear friend. There's 101 answers which we'll eventually get to. Please. With Siyat Mishmai. Right? The Pashtos, the Arizal, Tosis actually said it's ahead of the Flamed Beis, but for Arizal, when you make a bris, the Minig Yisrael is to light candles, to be burning. Right? Umbechal, the whole idea of Kedushas HaBris is compared, the Pasuk says, Ki Shemesh Umogain Hashem Alikim, right? And Chazal's Zohar HaKadosh says, Shemesh, that refers to Bris Milah, Kedushas HaYisod. If you remember, there's a Pasuk in the end of Parshas Bullock. Remember the guys who are B'nai Smidyan, the whole story, hello, Pinchas, like Shush Kebab? You remember that? Yeah. V'hu Ka'isam Neged. Next word. Hashemesh. Says the Zohar, Shemesh refers to Kedushas HaBris. Hello? Asher Alkin, you understand, L'chol B'nai Yisrael, Eir B'mishvaisam, there was a special Lichtigkeit that shined at night when Yidin went into a bris with the Rebbeinu Shel. Hello? You remember somebody called Zayda from yours, I think? Most people? Avram Avinu? Hello? Vayera Elev Havai. When does the Eivishter, when is there a Gilish Chinab Avram Avinu? Dafka by the bris. Right? Bris Mila is the Indian of Ur. There's many, many Ramosim and Midrashim, etc., etc. By the way, that's also Pshat. Other Sforim say this expression. Bavur, you have Igalatel Labincha Bayemu Lemer, Bayemahu, Etherachem, Dafkid's day, the Chiddush of this miracle. Bavur Ze, also Hashem Li. What does that mean? Bavur Ze. Bavur what? Fill in the blank. What's the Ze? Ze, it says in Medrash, numerous psukim, Ze Hadova Shemal Yeshua, Ze refers to the mitzvah of Bris Milah. Asher Alkin, Bavur Ze, why did the Eibishter make it lichtig? Because of the mitzvah of Bris Milah that the Yidin were Makayim that night. Kumt Ois, there was not just the Yidin, the mitzvah were in the dark. And B'nai Yisrael had the lichtigkeit, because Oy Bazoi, it should have been that the night was not dark. What about by day? Forget. The Mitzrim had darkness by night and by day. What did the Eden have? When was it lichtig by the Eden? By day or by night or by both? You say by day. And he says by night. So the machlik is achrinu. So you look at Rabbeinu Ephraim. Rabbeinu Ephraim al-Asar says, look at the Seifei Tevis. L'chol b'nei Yisrael hoya. What do I got? Lailo. When was the Chol b'nei Yisrael erbe mishveisam dafke banach? So it wasn't that the Mitzrim were stricken, that the day became dark, right? And the Eden, Eilim k'met hovi noyik. The Eden at Lailo also, when usually there's no natural light, or shvach light, right? Dafke b'nei Yisrael erbe mishveisam seifitevis Lailo dafke by night. So it wasn't an ordinary, typical tibiistic light. It said the pasuk Vayomesh Choshech to Kliyokar Al Asar. It said Vayomesh Choshech. The Eivishter was Mavdil, and he took away the Choshech from Yidden, and therefore he sent it over to Mitzrayim, and therefore they had a Choshech b'chupul. The light, the darkness that Yidden would have had, now the Mitzrayim had a double port, at least a double portion. So it's brought in Zera Berech, B'shem the Remem Yisfano. So it's brought in Shachal Asayir, etc., etc. What was this lichtigkeit, this radiance, this luminosity that Klal Yisrael had in the time of Makas Choshech? Hello, where did it come from? So all the Sforim HaKadosh of Echol is brought in the Pinchas Koritzer, Nimri Pinchas, it's brought in the Haggadah Shel Pesach Shem Yishmul, B'Shem Hezeda, the Kotzker, it's brought in the Sefer Aragonos from Reb Leiva Hanapala, all the typical Sforim. All say this was the Oyer Hagonus that the Eivishter created in creation, which was Meshamesh for how long? To give an answer, you're a fool, because there's Rabu Kama Rabu Aldeus, the Ayin Sefer Megodim Chadoshim on in Chagigo Dafid Beis, Barichus Niflop, pages on this, different days. One day, 3 days, 7, 6 days, 7 days, whatever, actually you pick, take your choice, right? But there was an Ur HaGonos that the Eivishter saw was too powerful, right? And Rishoyim could misappropriate, misuse it. So Gondei L'Tzadikim, Lost the Lovi. What does Lost the Lovi mean? Future, not somewhere like an Eilam Haba somewhere, in Eilam Atzilus. For Tzadikim and all future generations, he was going to this Ur HaGonos in Toirak Doishet called Eraisa. Asher Alke in Tzadikim are able, when the Baal Shem Tov had a Shaila, an Aguna comes, where is my husband? He would open up a Zohar HaKadosh, right? And give an answer. How was, because the Eir HaGona was an Eir that you could see Misoifa Eilam Vat Soifa, as Chazal say, right? And therefore, that is the Eir that shined, that radiated during the Yimei Makas Choshech. By the way, Derek Agav, anyone know how long Makas Choshech was?
6 days.
You look. All, you look, I'm just Derek Agav. Just by the way, since I'm talking, you're all confused, which you have a right to be confused because this is one of the areas. Whatever answer you'll give me, you're not far wrong. The Pashas Aksuvim, it seems 3 days. Right? Rashi and most Rishonim, most Mefarshei HaTorah learns it was 6 days. The first 3 days, Leiro Ish, you couldn't see the person, right? The next 3 days was like Komu Ishtachtod, it was so thick, or so whatever, you couldn't move, you were paralyzed. Although, by the way, just Derech Agav, while I'm talking, anyone know why the Eivishim made two types of Makas Choshech for? And why is Choshech, by the way, Derech Agav? Every other Makkah, the Pashtus, was how long? 7 days. Oh, yeah, fine. So why is Makas Choshech missing a day? The extra day was paid back at the Yamsuf. Whatever has real happened. Hello? Why is... What's the problem in Makas Choshech? That it was knocked down from 7 days, like everyone else, everything else, to 6 days. Hello? So Rashi, HaKadosh Avasar, right? It's a fascinating Rashi. Where Rashi says it was 3 days in 3 days. And Rashi then said, and why was there a Makas Choshech? And Rashi gives two reasons. No. The Egyptians shouldn't see that that was the time when the Rishoyim died, and the Eden had to bury them, and the Eden, the Mitzrayim, the Rishoyim shouldn't see that Eden Labagroving fellow Eden were Rishoyim, therefore he kept them in the dark, literally. There was another reason, because we have to fulfill the Bezos Mitzrayim. And you can't go into a guy's house. The guy is like 7'3", 600 pounds, right? It's dangerous to go into his house. So what did the Eibishter do? The second 3 days, if he just can't see, the guy in the house downstairs, I can't see him, it's dark. But you can hear him. You can hear him, you take a baseball bat and you're ready to, right? It's not good enough. Then it had to be the second 3 days, hello? But like Komu Ishtachtov, you couldn't move. So the guy is like stranded, he's paralyzed, he can't move. Hello? So the 3 days, and 3 days are the two reasons Kenegat Rashi brings why there had to be 6 days.
Why not 3 and 4?
Ah, so how did it work out? I mean, this cheshbon is a cheshbon, but the simple way, there's two ways to look at it. The Satmar Rebbe says this, and I got the very, hundreds of Mephorishim say the same word. When did the Makkah of Choshech start? I didn't ask you what day of the week. I asked you. Okay, let me start this way. When did Arba finish? You could also tell me 100 days. But the Pashtus, Ramban, right? According to one day, it finished on Rosh Chodesh, on Zion Nissan. Hello? Zion Nissan. Ramban, Alasar. Hello? Right? Then and there it started right away. Choshech. It could very well be that Makas Choshech didn't start Rosh Chodesh, that Makas Arba didn't start Rosh Chodesh, it started Erev Rosh Chodesh. Asher Alkein. So when did it finish and Choshech started? It finished on Vov, and Zayin Ches and Tes was first 3 days of Choshech. The one guy couldn't see. I'll tell you a good describe, right? One guy couldn't see the other.
Hello? Break between the two.
Ah, you never knew this. I taught you something new. Hello? Many Mephorshim say, hello, hello. Many Mephorshim, listen. Okay. Hello, don't scream at me. Take a Ramban and work it out. But okay, let's make it, for people like you, make it easy, right? Lomer Zogin, Arbe finished, Arbe started Erevish Chodesh, and it's finished Vav. So Zayin, Ches, and Tes was Makas, the first 3 days of Makas Choshech, 1 day's break, and then we have your Aleph, Yud Beis, and Yud Gimel for the heavy duty Choshech Lekom Uishtach. So everyone's looking at me like I'm absolutely parachuting from Mars. What is the break in between? 7, 8 to 9, and then 11, 12, and 13. So what is the day in between? Yud Nissen. Yud Nissen of the year of Yitzhak Yisrael was what day of the week? Now, Simcha, now I need you. Sunday? Shabbos. Otherwise known amongst Jewish people, you have it even in the calendar. Shabbos HaGol. And the Torah says, why is it called Shabbos HaGol? Because the Egyptians saw the Eden taking their Getchka, their deity, their Avodah Zorah, tying it up in Kariyamita. What are you doing? Right? Hello? We're going to Shecht your Avodah Zorah, your God. Hello? They went ballistic, they went crazy. But you know what? The miracle was they couldn't do a thing. They're gnashing their teeth, whatever the word is, they're cracking up, but they can't move. They can't do anything. 1 second. That is the gewaldige uftu of Shabbat, called Shabbos HaGadol. Hello? And you have a war in Malachim Yisrael. Can I ask you a simple klutz kasha? Hello? If it would have been choshech, like you want, thank the Eibush is running the world, not Simcha. I love you very much, but like, hello? The Eibush is running the world, right? The Maila is, so there was a 3 days of darkness, they can't see a thing, right? Then there's the Shabbos, and they could suddenly, Makas Choshech finish after 3 days. Now they could see, and what do they see? The Eden taking their Mishchuchu mitzvah. Hello? They're going ballistic. And the apple became, and therefore became Shabbos HaGadol. If they would have been in the dark, literally, figuratively, it wouldn't be no Shabbos, it wouldn't be a great pellet. Are you with me?
Three,
1 day break, and then another three heavy. Yeah? The Kamushtach. You could learn differently. You could learn differently. The Wiener Rav, the Gesundheit, is a fascinating thing. To me, with a pilly ploy, it appears, right? It says, Vleiro Ish. As Ochiv, right? Ulchol b'nei Yisrael, hey, Oyber Meshvayis. So I learned that. The Egyptians couldn't see fellow Egyptians, their mates, right? And the Eden had Lichtekai there in Goshenland. Hello? He touched it differently. The Mitzrim could not see fellow Mitzrim. He like, even if it was dark on the Shabbos, Shaloi Kanal, right? Because the other Chesmen that I was, right? But you know what? When it came Negeyat to call Yisrael, Ulchol b'nei Yisrael, hey, Oyber Meshvayis of the Egyptians. These are the Yiddish Zachen that they were able to see. That was the miracle. This is not pshat that you tell a kid in cheder, you know, with short trousers. But a fascinating pshat that akapanim, they... You with me? Right? Okay. That's pshat by the Karmel Pesach. It says, Vayelchu vayasu b'nei Yisrael kashasiv Hashem es Moshe v'Aaron. Cain also. What does Cain also mean? They carried out, they brought up the Karban Pesach, they made up Cain also. What does Cain also mean? How does Rashi learn? Bingo. Moshe and Aaron themselves also brought a Karban Pesach. See, I thought, all the prayer. Shkoyach, Moshe put on tefillin today. What's the Cain also by Moshe? So the Wiener of Taitches and Shem and Rosh and Chan and Pesach, you remember Apostle Cain, it's the most famous Rashi in all Chumash? Ah, does it? Right? Good. It's like the Bes Yosef Kasha vis-a-vis Chanukah. Like Chanukah is Lichtigkeit, Torah Shel Peh. Right? There's no more. Right? Same thing in this pasuk. It says Balozik Hasaneres. Right? Vayas Kain Aaron Lahagid Shvochi Shel Aaron Sheloi. To which obviously when everyone asked the Klotz Kasha, you're not going to be a genius to work out. Gaval, Aaron kept the from Jew. He kept the Abishah told him that Kain also. What's the Shvach of Aaron? They're all the Sforim. Everyone says the same is bought from there, but if Heschel, you look at any safer. that the Ur that the Eivishter created, by everything else it says in Bereshis, by Yomer Elokim Yehi, whatever, fill in the blank, and it says Vayichei, each one of the Mamors. The only time there's a Mimer where it doesn't say Vayichein is by Ur. But Ur it says, Vayomer Elokim Yehi Ur, the Ur, it wouldn't say Vayichein. And here, Chazal Dak, why does it say Vayichein? Because the Ur that the Eivishter originally created, right, was hidden because the Rishayim are unworthy of using it. He hid this to Tzadikim. So it doesn't say Vayichein. Vayas, Cain, Aaron, the greatness of Aaron was that when he was Valishchus HaNeiris, Amul Pnei HaNeiris, Yerushivas HaNeiris, he was Mamshich in the Er HaNeiris, the Er HaGonos, that was hidden from Bereshis. It's like a famous, one of those famous Perushim. Cain Shina, he brought back the Cain that was missing in Ma'aseh Bereishis. You with me? When, and there's various times you'll consider Makdashim in the year that you're Zeicha to plug in to the Er HaGonos. One of them is the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when Eden brought up the Korban Pesach with Gevaldige Mesiras Nefesh. That's why it was Laila Kayyem Yoyer, because the Eden were Mamshech the Er HaGonos at that moment. Right? And therefore, even by Nach, they brought back the Lichtigkeit to Aragonos, which normally a person has, you know, in Yenevel, in Elam Haba. Right? Let's go back to what we started from. When Moshe tells Pare, Binareinu, Bezakeinenu, Neile, Kichag Lashem Lanu, Chagasukas. Where's Chagasukas come in the picture? I saw the Shotan Sereba in Divrei Yisachar. I knew, I happened to have known him in Borough Park. Big Tzadik. I'm very enigmatic. He says, "Pratazoi na'areinu, nairus refers to averus. Nice and nairus. Stusim. Eina demchoyt elam kei nichlus boi ruchstus. It's immature. Zikna ein zokin el mishakan al chacho. So who's going on this journey? Bin areinu ubis keinen. Zayda, we did averus. Zayda, we did mitzvahs. We're all going to serve Hashem." Pari says, why do you got to go with the Averis? That's like, why schlep your Averis with? That's not what you want to get rid of your Averis, no? Says Moshe Rabbeinu, ki chag l'Hashem lonu. Which yontif are we talking about? The yontif of Sukkot. What do you know about Sukkot? Shuv Mahavo. You finished Yom Leroyim, Yom Kippur, and Sukkot is the Indian of Shuv Mahavo, as we explain every year, Barichos, on Sukkot. Ki chag l'Hashem lonu, and we're even going to turn the Maisa Nairos into something of Kiddush. Huh? I'm not even answering you. Look it out yourself. Work it out yourself. You're smart enough to figure it out. That's why the Medrash on the words right? The Eibishter sent Choshech. Where did this Choshech come from? It wasn't Choshech, it was a reservoir somewhere of the Eibishter's darkness. The Choshech was Lichtigkeit. Because the Eden did tshuva, and they're willing to change. Therefore, the Eibishter took the Er HaGonos. You know what happened? You know what Atalef is? A bat. And the Sfarim say, a bat is blind. They say blind in America is an expression. A blind is a bat. You ever heard the expression? The bat by day is blind. Only by night he starts flying around. Why? Because he has very shvach eyes. I never studied zoology or whatever, the ornithology or whatever it's called. Talking about biology, right? But the bat, he can't be soivel, the normal lichtigkeit by day, and he's able only to find. Al derech zeh, when the Eivishter is meir, the Eir, which is gonus, right? They can't handle it. Just Eiris without kalim, they have a shvir. That's the reason why the Rishoyim died in the 3 days of darkness. How did those who didn't want the Gula? How did they die? Hello, poison. The Eivishter was mayor the Hagonos, and they perished. They couldn't handle it. Al derech the Gemara says in the Doran, La'asid lovei, the Eivishter will take out what chama minartika, and tzadikim are misrapin boy, and Rishoyim are nidoinim boy. The same lichtigkeit is a refuah and a yeshua for tzadikim, and it destroys the just derech agav. The second 3 days, the lekamu ishtachtov, There's a Maisa Neira from the Chayza. Unbelievable story. The Chayza of Lublin was blowing Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, surrounded by all the Chavaya Kadisha. I think by the Chayza they said he had 80 Talmidim with Vaisa Zubiches, who themselves were Rebbes Bali Ruach HaGoyim. And he blew Shofar. And after he finished Kiyah Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, you ever heard the story? He couldn't move. He was paralyzed and he couldn't move from his place. And all the Talmidim, all the Tzaddikim, all the Kedoshim with Tayyirim, they tried to move him this way, that way, that way. Gosh. Even the Yidah Kodesh, Ukidub, Begashmius, was a Gibor also, couldn't move him. Until the Rebbe of Binim of Shishka came over, he whispered something in his ear, which Adayim, nobody knows what he whispered, and the Chayitah went back to normal. Nobody knows what the secret of what he told him, but the Rebbe Binim explained like half the story, right? That the Chayza Tadik Ador, when he's blowing Shofar, he was mekabel on himself the Averis of all of Kal Yisrael. And a rule in life is Averis are heavy. You ever heard of, like, I went to school many, many, many moons ago, it's called gravity. If I remember correctly, in physics, the heavier something is, the more it slaps down to earth. The less heavy something is, the more kal, the more spiritual it becomes, it's able to fly. Malachim, for example. The holier the madrega of the malach, the easier it is to fly. Less stops on the way. You with me? You see, by tzaddikim, they're jishenim, v'rananim, they're the levit, because they're ikur neshama, and the guf is just like mehechetes. Hello? Masha'en kin derishoyim, they're very, very heavy. Once the Chuyze took on himself the avoidness of Kol Beis Yisrael, he couldn't move. And therefore the Rebbe Rabinim, who was Yedua Pikachotzum, he knew what to say to, I don't know what, to get the Chuyze to be able to move. And the Skolia Rebbe says, that's probably by the Mak of Chushich, which Yidin did Shuvah. And according to many, the Rebbe Yonason says, that's when many of the Yidin had the bris. And by the way, that was why it was 3 days of Choshech. Because then the Yidin were embarrassed. They said, the best time to have my bris milah is, because they knew it's coming up, Korban Pesach, right? If the Mitzrim would know about it, you know what they do? Everyone knows from Shimon of Levi, right? The third day of the milah, you're not in good shape, right? Asher Alkein, the Abish, they didn't want the Egyptians to see. They shouldn't take advantage of the situation, and therefore they would start for 3 days. Right? And everything was the Goyfu Rafoi, whatever was a Negev, a Makkah for the Egyptians. Lahavdol was a Rafoi for the Yidin, and Choshech did Tshuva. Masha'enki the Mitzrayim, it was a too much light, they couldn't handle it, they went crazy. You see also by Makkah's Bechiris, when the Mashkas went over the houses, over the Jewish houses, pays Pasa. The Goyish houses, he's stuck there. Why? Because something heavy attracts heaviness, and the Malach couldn't move from that place until he bumped off the Bechayrim in the house. But Yidin, okay, anyway. Nachzal in your name. What is the idea of the last three Makkas? Anybody know? When you're working the Makkas, usually in most foreign, you work in Mimata L'mayla. Dam is Malchus, Tzardeya is Yisod, etc. You work your way up. The last three makas. How many makas are there in this week's parsha?
Three.
How do you know?
Boy,
okay. The easiest gematria known to mankind. Three, right? Yes, you with me? What are the last three makas? Arba, Bina, because Arba is gematria Yitzchok, and Yitzchok is Bechinas. Bina, the left side, you're not going to be a genius. Next, what is Choshech? Chachma, hello? Chachma is called like something which is not understandable. So Chachma, the Eibishter, which is beyond us. That's the idea of Ayoshes Choshech Sisrei, so that the human mind can't really understand, right? Because the Eibishter is Lemaila Me'asogas Anushi. Until you come to Bechiris, which is what? Keser. You're not going to be a genius. Bechiris is Boy Keser. Same letters, right? You're working your way up. You waste your face here. I can tell you, Givaldi, look in the Magad, the Magad Avram, the Tzitzkir Magad, Givaldi, the floys in the last three Magad. Yeah, whatever. But I'll put this Magad, which is including all the other Magad, this makkah is what? Chochma. What do you know about Chochma? You don't got to be a genius to figure this out. Hello, folks. You know the famous vort from the Berditchever? Yisrein ha-chochma min ha-sichlus. No, you know, hello? Okay. The Kedush Levi says, very famous vort. V'isi ani, sheish yisrein l'chochma min ha-sichlus, ki yisrein oyer min ha-chochma. Difference between a chochma and a fool is the same difference as oyer min ha-chochma. What does the word oyer mean? May I remind you of your childhood or last time you learned Tafyomi? The first word in the Sech Tepsochem? Oyer la'aboz. What does the word oyer mean? Hello? Earth. Anyone alive here? Like, everyone's brain dead on me suddenly. No? Oyer is normal. I would say, Lichtigkeit. Day. Over the Gemara, Fir Tois, L'chule Alma, oyer here means night. We want to, whatever, because Pesach is all about speech, right? We call it oyer. So interesting, oyer could be used for day and used for night, right? But choshech is only choshech. Ki yisrin, that's the difference between a chacham and a... You remember a story with David HaMelech? Hello? Like you say every Shabbos in Tillim, L'David b'shanoyse yastame. Hello? Earth out there. He made himself crazy in front of the king of Plishtim, right? A chacham knows how to use chachma, and he knows how to act meshigah when the situation warrants it. Or a fool, whatever situation, anar shoyta blayt vashoyta, and there's nothing in the world you could do about it because he doesn't know how to act like a chacham. So the yisrin a chachma min atzichlus is ki yisrin oyer min achoyshech, just like oyer could be both, but. Darkness is always darkness. Chochma knows how to handle, right? So what is the idea of Chochma? The whole idea of Chochma is what? That you're able to transform. Oyer could be this and oyer could be that. You with me? That is why the child asks at the Seder, Man nishtana halayla zeh Mikol HaLeilus. Every other time, every night is Bechinas darkness, Laila. And suddenly this night is Bechinas Oyer. Hello? You with me? Okay. If I had the time, I would go through. There's so much here in this Nekudah. But die. Why am I telling you this? Because now we can start this year. I want to ask you, I started off by saying, I've discussed this previous years and I'm not repeating it. So when did the Yidden mal? To be fair, I can show you a Bali Toisvis, they were mal on the 10th of Nisan. I can show you a Ramban in Mer Levuchim, they were mal Erev. Whatever. Aber Rashi HaKadosh says they were mal at night. So is Mefurish in Zohar HaKadosh, so is Mefurish Klor in Shir Shirim Rabbah, and according to most Mefurishim, in the Medrash Shmeis Rabbah in the Sixth Parsha. They mal by night. So the question is, everyone goes wild, like the world goes like, wow, how could you possibly mal by night when number one, a bris could only be performed by day, not by night, right? Number two, it was yontif. So we said the yontif, Tchigur Sakasha, is a snish, because according to most Rishonim in Pesachim of Kufta Zayin, right, in the Pesach Mitzrayim, there was no yet in Yisrael Malach, it only starts afterwards. You with me? The Ran disagrees, but even if she's a Ran, the Rebbe says, look at the Sikhs, the Chedek Zayin, he did it with the Shinui, etc., etc., etc. So how do you mal on Yom Tif? No problem. How are you mal at night? So this question you could answer, like there's hundreds of answers. The simple answer, the Chido brings in his Pirush on the Zohar HaKadosh, and he brings it in all of his Svarim, all over the place. And numerous Svarim bring this answer. Based on the Zohar HaKadosh, based on the Zohar, Laila Kayim Yoyer, if it was lichtig that night, who had a din of what? Yoyin. Din of Yoyin, no problem. To which the Teres Chesed, the Rishtei Zalman of Lublin, asked the obvious question on the Yad Aliyah, hey, wait a minute. You're telling me that it was lichtig? Okay, the Zohar says it, fine. And Asher Alkein is what? Yoyin. If it's Yoyim, how are you Mekayim all the mitzvahs halaylo which are specifically at night. Korban Pesach has to be eaten by night. Matzahs have to be eaten by Erev Tichlis, etc., etc., etc. So if it's day, it wasn't night. How can you become all the other mitzvahs halayla? Hello? The Satmar Rebbe has pages on this in his Agadah, in both of his Agadahs. Whatever. Are you with me? We discussed this in the past. So the Chidol wants to answer, a very interesting answer, right? Chidol wants to say that the MS, it had both Bechinas. It was day and night simultaneously. You sound like a reform rabbi. Ayin Hagodah Shel Pesach Hazoin Evadia. Barichos Niflo. On your Erev. Well, I'm not getting involved in that. Hello. You'll be my chumia. Right? Ask your local competent Orthodox rabbi. You have to eat matzah by night or evening. Because Antilia is coming from Southport and she's an old lady. And, are you with me, folks? Right? It's a very... The etzim is... The Rebbe learns to look at the sikhs, but the Meshech Chochman, the Sitzparish, etc., etc. Even though there's a machlikus in the Gemara in Yevamos between Tanakam and Rav Shimon, if you a mila shaloi bizmano could be performed by, if I want to look up the laws of mila in the Chumash, where would I find it? Anyone out there? Anyone like not in Parshas Lech Lecha by Avram and in Parshas Tazria? Rav Yehoshmini will tell us. L'moshe the Rama passes Hilchos Belachim bnei keturah chayev in mila. Could a Ben Keturah, some Arab guy from Saudi Arabia, could he have his bris by night? Is that, you know, that the chiddush of Matan Torah? Or it's a din from Avraham Avinu? Nafkamina Gabi Ben Keturah, the chain is, I can tell you, 20,000 nafkaminas. Depends where you learn from Bayoim, of Avraham, then a Ben Keturah. And so pass the Mishal Melech. Many hold that no, it's only given to us. It seems that Lechul Alma, Pasha Alpi Gidri Alocha, Amila shaloi bizmano, right? That it has to be by yoim. We learn it out from Tazria. Uva yoim ashmini from the extra vav, right? Asher alkein before matan Torah, you're allowed to make a bris shaloi bizmano by night. So that's not a halachically it's not a problem. But the Rebbe asked the primius on yonim. Why should this be? Why would the Eibush the Masabim see this? That the reyach noideh from the Korban Pesach of Moshe Rabbeinu went into their nostrils, and they suddenly want to have some lamb chops, and therefore I go to Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe says, "Okay, sorry, Charlie, you're an oral." Hello? And Moshe Rabbeinu had to be mal hundreds of thousands of people in one night. Moshe was mal, and Yeshua was Berea, whoever the Seder was, according to various days, Nechazon. The Munkacher, who was himself a famous Moil, he asked the question, how is it possible to Moshe Rabbeinu, even if it took 20 seconds per person, how did he manage in Tilchatzos to do all the bris? Whatever, okay, extra year. So why did Abraham have to go Azoi, right? And Dafka arranged such that the bris mila from Yiddish with Dafka by night, he could have done a few days ago. And the Rebbe says, in Primius Hanyonim, it Dafka had to be by night. Because normally, Al Pigidre HaTorah, a bris should only be done by day. What is the whole Indian of Yitzias Mitzrayim? Oyer la'abosar. Chashecha k'oyra. They're better than say this. I'm just like, whatever. You want to change the night into day. In other words, there are gedor. Vulei samach. Words of Rashi and Parash Kerech. I'm just adding, like, I'm living. Vulei samach kodesh v'ruach ruvay lamin. They be just vulei. You can't change. You k'oyrach. You can't change night into day or day into night. You can't change from a Levi into a Kohen, etc., etc. There are boundaries and parameters in life and you can't change when you're working according to nature. How does a Yid press the button that the Eibush should make for him niflois, which are lamayla midarach ateva, when you do something in your avodas Hashem, which is lamayla from your teva? I once had a fellow who was nebuch, seriously ill with a terrible, terrible disease. And he asked the Rebbe, what should I do? Like, put it in Avodas Hashem. I knew exactly what I'm talking about. Find a mitzvah which is difficult for you. I knew there was a farib or whatever. His family thought I was crazy. I said, Dafka because it's hard. Dafka, maybe you're the right guy and the other guy is the wrong guy. Dafka, do this mitzvah to break yourself. And because you need something, you sure, the mailam and a tev. Couldn't get it. When you break yourself, the maila from teva, even though you're right and he's wrong, then the Eibishter Kvayochel does also break his teva. So the, what mitzvah is there more than breaking teva? Kilecha ragmikolayim, the mitzvah of mila, right? Both mitzvahs actually, but the maya chayi, both mila and korban pesach are mitzvahs of mesiras nefesh, the ultimate navas Hashem, right? Which thereby you bring Yeshua's for yourself and all of Kal Yisrael. Just one lesson to learn in all of this. The idea that, in our part in human behavior, which is connected to Shvat, by the way, as we discussed. Let me tell you a story. I'll end up with the story. There was one of the big Bali Musar of Isaac Sher, the Slabodka. And his daughter, I just read this yesterday, whatever. His daughter once fell and she broke her foot. And it was extremely painful. And she needed up as a chizuk, you know, like you need. She asked her father, who's a gevaldig Bal Musar, to give her some divrei chaskus in her situation, which is in terrible pain. So he said to her, like, I don't understand. It's not the first time you're in pain. I remember by your children when they were born, pasuk in the Torah, the chava was cursed be'etzev tel dibon. So why is it that last time you were in terrible pain, tzar leido, right? And it was pain. But you were happy as a lark. You were like, man. And now you broke your foot, and you're sitting there like feeling sorry for yourself. So she said, Pasha, because when I'm having a tzar leido, I know a baby's coming, right? At least simcha. Now, if you would believe that wherever a person goes, gam ki eishia b'choshech Hashem early, and the Eibush that every nefila has a purpose, and whatever happens is, I don't know, there's a song that came in Israel, I don't know the song, but I saw an article about it, right? That Eibush loves me, afal pikein, and more and more and more. Asher al kein. You're able to makabel yisurim bahava, and that gufa is when you realize the dinim are ultimately all rachm chasadim from the Eibishter, right? You're able to imamtik the dinim, and you're able to turn. That's why shvat ishmos besur teiva ishama brachim tarein shalom teiva shalom bracha teiva, and therefore ultimately, just telling the mashgiach says, if you want gimachi, you go home with Shabbos parshas boy is gimachi lamarba misur l'shalom in keitok yisay David. It's a time which is mesugel for geula, and therefore chay deshvat is gimachia shay for God. From here, Rabbi Amenu, Amen.